We're doing the Ein Yaakov on Tractate Shabbos, and the Mishnah had said that when a woman is giving birth, so then she is taken to task over the three mitzvot that are her responsibility, as we discussed. And that's why childbirth can be a time when a woman will pay the price, the fatal price, if she wasn't careful with her mitzvot. So the Gemara asks, thank you, Maishna Bishat Leidatan. Why is it that when a woman's giving birth, that's the time that she's taken to task? Amar Rabba, first answer, Nafal Torah Chadet Sakina. There's a saying people say, if you want to slaughter an ox, so you wait until it falls, and once it's fallen, then you sharpen your blade. That's when you could take it down. So to speak, the woman's health is at risk at this time. And so at this time, the transgressions she had can plague her. So that's Rabba's answer. Abaye says it's a little different. It's not that because the woman is in a dangerous situation, like the ox that's fallen, so then the transgressions can come to haunt her. It's a little different. It's all along, there's this calculation in heaven. Just as a person might say, "Tafush tiros amta," I let the maid repeatedly be disrespectful. "Bechad machter alehevi," and with one punishment, I'll finish her off. I don't have to react every time she's disrespectful. There'll be one time that I'll take her to task and I'll say, "Hey, you know, you did this, that, and other thing, and now it's time to pay up." So, by the same token, it's as though in heaven they say, the woman will have a time when we'll take her to task, but we're going to postpone it, and then when everything builds up, we'll take her to task. Rav Chista amar, shavkei rabbeim deminafshei nafil. Rav Chista says, no, in heaven the calculation is different. You see someone drunk, and you feel like knocking him down. You owe him something. The guy did something wrong to you. He walked by and smacked you across the face. You look at him and you say, he's drunk. I don't have to knock him down. In a second, he's going to fall on his face anyways. So it's the same thing. In heaven, they say, if the person sinned, if the person transgressed, so then in heaven, it's not that they're saying, we'll wait to punish her when she needs us, or we'll wait and when everything builds up, we'll punish her. On the contrary, in heaven they say, there'll come a time where naturally she will fall. There will be a childbirth where nature would have it that she doesn't make it out alive. We just won't intervene. So that by the same token, Rav Chista takes a much more gentle stance. He says, heavens are, it's not that in heaven they say, hey, once she's down, then we'll punish her. It's not that in heaven they say, after she's built up her transgressions, then we'll punish her. But no, in heaven they say, when she'll reach a time that she's falling on her own, we just won't get involved. Mar Ukva amar, Raya Chigra. Mar Ukva says, what's it similar to? You have a shepherd who's got a problem with his walking. He's a little lame. So, Ve'izei Riatan. And he's trying to round up the goats, but they're running. And they're all running, and they laugh at him as they run away from him. So the shepherd says, you know, so what if they run quickly? There's a fence all around here. When they hit the fence, then we'll talk. I still have my stick. So to speak, there comes a time where they can't go beyond that. So the person leads their life, and they choose to ignore the shepherd, so to speak, the voice from above that says a person should behave a certain way. So from above they say they're going to reach a point where they can't move forward without me. And that's where I'll take them to task. Rav Papa amar, abavchen vita nefisheyachei umerachmei. Rav Papa says, when you own the makolet, everyone's your friends. Because they want you, hey, can you bring this for me? Can you bring that to me? Ava bizyune. But when your business collapsed, suddenly no one knows you. Your own siblings don't answer your calls. Your friends aren't so quick to come by. Everyone's scared you need them. So when you need people, that's when suddenly you start feeling lonely. Same thing here. So she, now that she needs, and now that she has needs, she suddenly finds herself alone. So all this is different descriptions, and each one has more depth as to the way a person is judged in heaven. By the way, in a second we'll see, next time we'll see, how men are judged also. This isn't unique to women. By women, the Mishnah discussed at childbirth. What happens by men? That's the next line in Gemara, where we are judged individually. where every person puts himself in situations of danger. A person goes flying with his car and he's not careful. So then in heaven they judge him. They say, oh, now he needs us. He doesn't even know if he's going to live. He's not thinking about that. A person goes behind the wheel when he's drunk and he says, I'm going to be okay. Even if he walks out okay, as we'll see in the lines that coming up, that he's judged in heaven. Just like a woman is judged at childbirth, a man is judged in certain dangerous circumstances that he has in his life. We'll see that, God willing, next week.